they were looked very similar. And in fact, I only discovered recently that one used to wear a bow tie and the other wore a tie so that you could decide which was which. They looked very similar. I think my grandfather was slightly more rotund than Ernest, but they looked very similar.
Did they get on well? I mean,
they got on, you know, I think they got on fairly well, yes. Mm. I think both of them could be fiery, and but I think they did. I mean, together they developed the firm and they built it up. Yes, I think they did. I think they sparked off each other. Their own father was very, very difficult. And in fact, there's a story that actually he tried to ruin the setting up of this firm, that he made it extremely difficult for them. There had been an ironworks in Yeovil, and the original business couldn't support all their siblings. And these boys, in fact, borrowed money to set up this firm, which really took off.
And didn't Percy or Ernest go into politics?
Yeah. Ernest.
It was Ernest
who tried to go into politics, but he campaigned, but he stood for Parliament. Yeah. He didn't get in, though. No, yeah. That's right. Yeah. He was a real politician.
Where do you think all this creativeness came from?
Well, the Victorians were wonderful. It was the time of engineers being the the famous people, really, and I think though they had so many ideas, and they were always developing new ideas. It was usually Percy had the ideas, and Teddy had the ability to develop them. So there was a sense of teamsmanship from childhood. They were pranks, you know. Stories about them being given a penny farthing and managing to crash it before they officially had it, and so on and so on. There are many, many stories. They were like that, but it was the Victorians pushing forward, and it was possible. And also they had a great belief in giving something a try and developing ideas.
Their father, he must have been a remarkable man, although apparently they didn't really get on too well, did they,
I think there were some difficulties with their father. I mean, they were a very big family. There were 16 children, and I should think that must have brought lots of challenges. And yes, it's very difficult to know. I can only read about what happened in there, but I think my grandfather felt that his father was extremely unfair in certain aspects when he was a young man, and didn't give them the opportunities that he might have done.
How much do you know about the shop business that their father had? I mean, there was a shop in the High Street.
Yes, that's right. All that I know, that it was successful, but it wasn't bringing in enough money to support all the children. That's the only thing I know. Yes, yes.
It's a huge family, isn't it? Huge. You know, how did they manage to fit under one roof? You wonder, don't you?
I have no idea how they managed. I mean, it was it was very challenging, and you know, each one wanted to do their own thing, but there wasn't enough work and the income coming through to support. So they did spread out. Some of them went to Canada. It was necessary for them to find other spheres of work.